All right, we're back, fans. Jim Hopgood here with Frank Maloney. Final segment of Who's Talking for this Wednesday evening. Looking forward to next week, Frank, thanks to your diligent efforts. And I got to tell you, fans, Frank has really done a terrific job lining up guests week in, week out. But we have another special guest lined up for next week, Ray Roberts, former terrific, probably all-ACC, all-American offensive lineman at Virginia. I think played 10 years in the NFL. He'll be joining us next week, so we really look forward to that. In the meantime, we have the weekly Frank Maloney UVA Fall Sports Update.
All right, here we go. Men's soccer. The 13th-ranked Hoos lost a nail-biter in double overtime at UNC last Friday. They're actually playing tonight at 7 o'clock against Longwood. And then they've got Liberty on October 13th. Go Hoos, let's get back on the winning track. Men's tennis, 5 Wahoos qualified at the ITA All-American Championships in Tulsa. Lee Singer and Drew Courtney advanced to the finals, and they're playing probably right now. Houston Barrick was eliminated just before that finals of qualifying. Sanam Singh and Michael Shabazz both qualified in the main draw due to their rankings. Go Hoos. Men's golf, 28th ranked, placed 3rd out of 15 teams in the Gary Koch Intercollegiate in Tampa, Florida. Ben Coles finished 6th overall to lead the Cavs. Men's and women's swimming and diving, believe it or not, opening this season this Friday versus Florida. The number 5 ranked Florida Gators, that's the men, number 7 women, will be going up against the number 9 UVA men and the number 12 UVA women. This is a huge meet for swim fans. Men's wrestling, ranked preseason 17th, highest ever. 8 weight class starters are back for a big run. First dual match is November 7th in Old Mem Gym. You might want to go see them. This is probably the best team we've ever had.
And contrary to belief, I did not play in Memorial Gym.
I think Jim did play in Mem Gym. Anyway, women's golf. The number 9 Hoos are gearing up for the Tar Heel Invitational this weekend. Men's baseball, the Orange and Blue World Series began on October 5th and runs through the 20th. The ACC title ring ceremony is set for October 16th at 6 p.m., just before that intra-squad scrimmage game at Davenport Field. Women's soccer. The Hoos are 6-3-2 and 1-1 in the ACC. Chantel Jones from Midlothian still excels in goal, and she's featured in Cavaliers Corner, which was just mailed to VAF donors this week. The Hoos host number 22 Maryland tomorrow and then travel to Boston College on Sunday. Women's tennis, Jennifer Stevens and Emily Frazier are competing in doubles at the ITA All-American qualifying, believe it or not, out in L.A. That's a good road trip. Women's field hockey, they're ranked 3rd nationally, although they took one on the chin up at number 1 Maryland on Friday when they lost 3-1. The 11-1 Hoos returned to action against Cornell on Saturday. Women's volleyball dropped tough matches to Duke and Wake last week, gearing up for NC State and UNC this weekend. Men's and women's cross country, both teams swept the George Mason Invitational last Saturday, and they're looking very good going into the season.
Yeah, great. As Frank mentioned in the break, a lot of sports activities going on in the fall in Charlottesville, and we wish all the Hoos the very best of luck, particularly the football team. Big game against Indiana Saturday, homecoming. Really need to have a good crowd out there supporting the team. And, Frank, I'm just going to make one thing. Georgia Tech at Florida State, I think one of the interesting games this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock ESPN2, with all the talk about Bobby Bowden, the Board of Trustees member down there saying Bobby needs to call it quits. So an interesting week in ACC football.
No doubt. One thing I want everybody to be aware of is Anthony Poindexter's number 3 jersey will be retired at a ceremony just before kickoff this Saturday, so people should get in their seats certainly 20 or 30 minutes before kickoff so they can watch Anthony get recognized.
Frank and I are always thrilled by the support, the generous support of our sponsors. We thank them and want to mention them as we close. West End Orthopedic Clinic.
TGI Fridays of Richmond.
LeClaire Ryan Law Firm.
Janie Montgomery Scott's, John Maloney and Bill Jeter.
The Virginia Athletics Foundation.
TheSaber.com.
CapTech Ventures.
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists.
Our new sponsor, La Mera Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel.
And we can't leave out Kelleher Heating and Air.
We thank you for joining us. Go to the game on Saturday. We'll be back next Wednesday with Ray Roberts. Until then, good night.
Good luck, Hoos. Go get them.